Christmas now is only days away. And one of the big traditions, I think, for a lot of our families, certainly I remember watching a lot of the great Christmas TV specials when I was young. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. They were all productions of Rankin Bass. And joining us this morning is Rick Goldschmidt, who is the author of a book called The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass. And he is the biographer and official historian for Rankin Bass Productions. He joins us on the line this morning. Rick, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How in the world does somebody become the official biographer and historian for Rankin Bass Productions?
Well, I was a fan of Jack Davis and Paul Coker Jr. out of Mad Magazine. And they actually designed all of the specials. And basically, I asked them what happened to Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass. And there was nothing written on them. So I decided to do a book. And that's pretty much it.
You sound like a lot of us, I mean, that were touched by those shows. I mean, those were great programs. Almost 50 years old now, right?
Yep. Rudolph will be 50 next year. And they started with the stop motion animagic process that really put them on the map as an animation studio.
How painstaking was that for them to produce all of that stuff?
Well, they did it in Japan, and they also did it in Canada. The voice actors were in Canada. Rankin Bass Productions was in New York, and the animation was done in Japan. And it was a very tedious process, but Arthur Rankin always says they loved doing it. And they were the best stop-motion animators in Japan that were working on it. So
I think those shows still hold up. I mean, honestly, I know they're quaint, but when you watch them today, the artistry of those shows and the caliber of the voices, maybe talk about that, Rick, because you had some tremendous and well-known talents who lent their voices to some of these productions.
Well, Arthur Rankin Jr., the producer of Rankin Bass, he had his whole family came from the entertainment industry. His father was an actor in Shirley Temple movies. His grandfather was in Gone with the Wind and many other movies. So he kind of knew a lot of these actors and knew what they could do and would tell them that this is something that your grandchildren would enjoy and introduce you to a whole new audience, which it did. And he got the actors not just for marquee value, but also because they were great actors and could really translate well into animation, like Mickey Rooney and Fred Astaire and Burl Ives, of course.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't love Burl Ives as that snowman and Rudolph and Fred Astaire as the postman? I mean, because Fred Astaire, they're both perfect choices as narrators and storytellers.
Right, right. And Jimmy Durante, and the list goes on and on and on. They even used Boris Karloff and Phyllis Diller in Mad Monster Party, which is one of my favorite things that they did.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
That's a kind of like the first Nightmare Before Christmas with all of the classic Universal movie monsters in it. And getting the actual Boris Karloff to do a voice was quite a good idea. And they threw Phyllis Diller in there for some humor, and it's one of the best things that they ever did.
Well, and, you know, the great part is so many of these videos are now, they're part of our family collections. I mean, we own at my house a number of these, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus, I mean, Is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, we own them all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When I was growing up, and we all watched the specials, they were only on once a year on the network, and that was it. But now with DVD and Blu-ray and everything else, everybody can watch them whenever they want. So I think they've even become more popular in recent years.
Rick Goldschmidt is our guest. He's written a book called The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass, and he's the official historian for Rankin Bass Productions, who made, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Frosty the Snowman. What are some of the things, maybe, Rick, that that we may not know about these shows? You got any inside trivia that we can astound our family or friends with about these programs?
Well, Rudolph went through a lot of changes over the years as far as what they show on the network versus what they showed the first year and what's on the DVD. There's a lot of scenes that were taken out or changed, and especially the ending. The ending, originally, it was an elf throwing packages off the sleigh with the credits on the packages. But then they ended up changing it where they actually went back to the island of Misfit Toys and picked up the toys. And the scene that we always see every year is where they're throwing the toys off the sleigh with the umbrellas. And we recently found the package scene in color. So I'm hoping that for the 50th anniversary, we can get that restored or put on the DVD and Blu-ray as an extra.
Which would be wonderful. It'd be great to see some of these things that either changed or didn't make it in. Now, we know that you're talking about the misfit toys. Let's talk about the doll. What was wrong with the misfit doll?
Well, in all of the scripts and also the creators, they didn't really say anything was wrong with the misfit doll. But Arthur always jokes that she was cast away by her mistress and she was clinically depressed and they didn't have Prozac in 1964.
Great stuff. Now, Rick, for people who want to get a hold of your book, The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass, where can they find it, Rick?
They can go to miserbros.com. That's miserbros.com, like the heat miser and snow miser.
Rick Goldschmidt is the biographer and official historian for Rankin Bass. Again, his book is called The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass. Rick, thanks so much for sharing some behind-the-scenes stuff about these really beloved holiday shows with us. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Take care.